My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, a nonprofit theater connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences in Rhinebeck, Kingston, and Saugerties. Programming includes The Witching Hour, a series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying, Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound rich series screening in an Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties, and a lineup of special programming from Upstate Films Art House and Revival House series. Information about screenings and special guests at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Ryan Hartman of Catskill, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Well, hello there. I am Neva Wartell, host of Music for the Masses, inviting you to join me every Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on an excursion of...
Yeah. wake up, wake up, wake up. It is a new day, start of a new week. We're in the early days of a new month, the 11th month of the year. Can you believe that? Oh my gosh, how time flies. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here to bring you music. Yes, that's what we do, music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, that was A New Day featuring Bianca and Jacqueline Carr. And we got more music like that. How you doing? How you doing out there? We just came through elections. Albany made history. Columbia County made history. Hallelujah. In several ways, actually. We want to shout out the new mayor of Albany, mayor-elect Dorothy Lanier Appiers. And congratulations to that sister. And also our beloved sister Jackie Salvatore has been elected as the Columbia County Sheriff, the first Black African-American person and female to hold that office and make it history in New York State. How about that? Hallelujah. So excited about that. We're so honored to be invited to share in her watch night and to offer prayer for her in the community. What a blessing. I give God thanks. I give God thanks for that. And then also, beloved, there were just history made in New York City with the election of the new mayor. They're a 34-year-old man, immigrant to the country at the age of 7, and now the mayor-elect of the greatest city besides Hudson. How about that? In our nation. And congratulations to the mayor in New York City, and we will see what it will be in New York City. If he's able to do some of those things that he spoke of, and then, you know, show wrong some of the things they say he may do, we want to see it. We're going to wait on that. But we're going to pray on that too, right? And we're going to pray for him and for our friends in New York City. We have some New York City transplants. I'm a New York City transplant up in this part of the woods. And some who commute back and forth, right? And so New York City is real important to us here too. And also, are you? You're important to us too. And that's why we do what we do, to bring you music that speaks to your heart, your mind, and your soul. Hallelujah. I hope you'll be blessed. As you listen this morning, we have Church and Medley by New Bethel Jesus Name Church. Lord have mercy. This brother putting it down, you would think he's a soul brother, but he's a non-melanated brother. But my God, that man is singing. And hallelujah. Gonna bless our souls this morning. And after that, That Generation by David Kenor, In the Room by James Fortune, God's Got Us, Maverick City featuring Chandler Moore, I Am, Brother Eddie James, Called to Be, Daphne Smith and the Olive Branch Church. And after that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So don't go away. Don't go away. But y'all stay, all right? And get blessed by the music. Hallelujah. As we do what we do, and we do it with you in mind to bless you. Get you started on your way today and in a new week too. All right. It's the Church and Medley coming up. And then That Generation in the Room. God's Got Us. I Am, Called to Be. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here to say there's a bright side. It's right here with me on WGXC. Amen.
Sunday night, Holy Ghost songs. You're going to know them. Join in and help us sing tonight. Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being so good to me. So good to me. Say, Lord, I
just
got so much to thank you.
Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you.
We need
I am the most hot dog.
up. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't get to control what happens today. It's a new day. Listen.
This is the day.
For me,
I came here expecting what we until I get it. It's already here.
I know you're tired of waiting, but trust me,
it's gonna come through. Yeah. Never fall short of the things that he will do.
Don't doubt it.
Don't doubt it. He gon' come through.
Let's go.
There is freedom in the world.
The thing that held you, it can't hold you no more.
So much favor in the world.
Yeah, it's the kind of favor, it don't add up, but it always works out. The smiles fade away, the joy still stays the same. Yeah, you can't always see them, but you can always feel them. It's that kind of day. Come on. Yeah.
The Lord's made, I will rejoice.
I won't waste it.
I will not waste it.
Moment. I want to know.
How bad do you want it?
I can't expect it. Mistake his silence for his absence.
He's gonna come through.
He's gonna come through.
He'll never fall short of the things that he say or do.
Whatever you do,
don't doubt it. He gonna come through.
Like you always do. I need you today. It's like you're free right now because
so much favor in the room.
Favor finds you even when failure tries to cancel you.
I'm your joy in the room.
This is joy they said you never get.
Yeah. win me back. He gave his life. I'm so glad that God's got us. God's not a man who should lie. He win me back. He gave his life. I'm so glad that God's got us.
You are listening to WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond. We are WGXC.org, live streaming, and we are also available on archive at WGXC.org. This is listener-supported radio, and it is radio for listeners with open ears, open hearts, open minds. And we open up our Sunday mornings with good news, gospel music. All right. And we got more of that coming right at you. This is I Am by Eddie James. He's singing about the great I Am. I am that I am. And I am called to be. So are you. So are we. After that, I'll come back. Talk more about that. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is The Bright Side.
I am the rock. Though the road ahead may be unknown, I'm still focused on the prize that's pressing forward. I will be what you've called me to be. I say it. Using your will, but now God.
building. If that is your declaration today, come on, let them hear it from you. Hallelujah.
And if that is your declaration today, let him hear you. I will be what you called me to be. Hey, it was one of the best decisions I ever made. How about you? It wasn't a flowery bed of ease. Wasn't an easy road to toe. But praise be to God. Wouldn't take nothing from a journey. God is so good and so faithful. Oh, my goodness. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. Beloved, let me tell you something. Yesterday, we were celebrating my grandson's birthday at Dave and Buster's, okay? And it's been a long time since I've been there. And so the games were kind of strange to me. I didn't know a lot of what's going on. A lot of it was like killing things and stuff like that. I just don't know why our culture, society has to be so fixated on that. But so I was looking for something that I knew and that I would enjoy. And I finally came to the basketball hoops, right? And I was terrible at it, by the way. But, you know, I'm just, you know, jumping and throwing the ball and throwing the ball. And then it was time for us to leave. And I go out to the parking lot and I go to take my crossbody bag off, and I find that it's open, and I look in and my phone is gone. Okay, my phone is gone. I have dropped my phone somewhere in Dave and Buster's. All right, what are the chances of me getting my phone back? We head back to Dave and Buster's. I have put it on do not disturb, so even if somebody called it, we wouldn't hear it. But on top of that, Dave and Buster's is noisy. We wouldn't hear it anyway unless we were standing right on top of it, right? Spirit of the Lord, angel of the Lord, sent me directly right back to, although I traversed a lot of territory in Dave and Buster's, but common sense, I think it was, and the angel nodding, prodding, led me right over to the basketball hoops. Beloved, my phone had fallen and slid under one of the games. And if you weren't looking for it or cleaning up, you might not have found it or seen it. Hallelujah. Maybe if you drop something on the floor and you happen to look. But as I approached, I could see it shining out at me. And I was able to slide my foot under there and retrieve my phone. You know, we were shouting and rejoicing. I told my family, it just pays to serve the Lord. Let me tell you, got me some angels watching over me. Are you as happy for me as I am excited? Oh, my God. I'm still overjoyed that I found my phone in Dave and Buster's. I tell you, God is so good. And to be what he called us to be, hallelujah, that's life. That's purpose. Oh, my God, that's destiny. That's fate. Hallelujah. And, you know, there are so many things that come up in life to stop us and block us and detour us, delay us, discourage us, depress us, derail us. So many things come up because the call on our lives are so important. Hallelujah. People are waiting on us to say yes to God. There are people who are waiting. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if I hadn't said yes to God, I might not be here talking to you right now, bringing that music with the message and my message in the spiritual social context. So yes, beloved, like I said, the road gets rough and the going gets tough. But what did they also say? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. All right. Well, I'm going to go on into a couple of scriptures that I want to share. We, Overcoming Ministries International Church body, we are doing a Bible study and book study. We're combining this book with the Bible study. And this book is titled, Do Your Children Believe? Do Your Children Believe? And the author, Terrence Chatman, you know, he talks about, you know, being, you know, in what we call the American dream, I guess, the two-parent household, and making some money so, you know, the children can have and the wife can have the things they want, the things they need, you know. And, you know, and they doing the thing. They go to church. The children are involved and active and stuff. But, you know, as your young people start to grow up, you begin to notice some changes. There's more influence from the outside, you know, more things coming at them, more people coming at them to challenge their faith, to challenge what they believe, to challenge their very existence, their very value in this world, right? And so, you know, they begin to have this conversation, and the wife is saying, look, you got to step up, bruh. You know, you're the spiritual head of this household, and you're leaving a lot of it to me. So we got into this book, and we're deep diving into the scriptures along with this book. And one of the beginnings of the book is called The Call, The Call. And that's what I was going to talk about, and I'm going to talk about to an extent today, but I'm going to divert a little bit from where I was actually going with that to just share a couple of scriptures with you, because one of the questions we asked in the Bible study on yesterday, it's a Zoom Bible study and a call-in. People can call in and Zoom in. If you want that information, let me know. All right, so you know, we're going over this, and one of the sisters says, you know, I think I did all the right things. You know, I took my daughter to church. She went to parochial school, but I don't think that, you know, that she's continuing, that she's really grabbed hold of it. That's exactly the point of the book. The book talks about the percentage statistically of Christian household and Christian families, whether it's a father headed household or a mother headed household, right, a grandparent or whomever that is raising children, that, you know, the vast majority could not answer the question, do your children believe? Matter of fact, most would say they kind of strayed away. God's got us a little covered with that, because he said that if you train up your children, in Proverbs chapter 6, he says, if you train up in the children in the way they should go, when they are old, they will not depart from it, right? But, you know, we want to help them to find faith, hold on to faith, be able to live their faith, be able to share their faith, especially in the times in which we are living. Amen. And so we're doing this deep dive into this call. And I said, that's exactly the point of this study, is that, you know, we want to go from questioning, do our children believe, to just merely stating our children believe. And even when they are out of the household, beloved, even when they're no longer under our roof, we still are their parents, right? We still have the ability to lead them spiritually. And how do we do? What do we do if we don't know if our children are living in the faith, are grounded in the faith, able to talk about their faith, defend their faith, express their faith, share their faith? You know, that is our role and responsibility, and we can't just, you know, abdicate ourselves of that role and responsibility by putting it off on a pastor, or, you know, well, they go to church, or, you know, well, they go to Sunday school. And what did the Sunday school teacher teach you today? We have a role and responsibility. In the fifth book written by Moses, Deuteronomy, it says in verse 6 of chapter 6, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. Thy God has chosen you to be special people with himself, hallelujah, even above all people that are upon the face of the earth. I know some people don't like that. They think it's elitist, but hang in there. Don't give up on the word. Don't give up on God. Gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding about the context, what he was saying, and what God was revealing to the world, right? He said, the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. God's showing, you know, he doesn't need you to be, you know, mighty in number, just mighty in faith. He says, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had sworn to your fathers, God is a promise keeper, the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. He keeps his word. He keeps his promise. Amen. For thousands of generations, he repays them that hate him to their face to destroy them. And he will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments, which I command you to do them. And he tells us, amen, that we are to let the generations know this. We have a role and a responsibility. In Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15, Joshua, who was the successor after Moses to lead the people, and he was a warrior, beloved. He led the people. And he says in Joshua chapter 24, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking ownership. Amen. Responsibility for leadership in the home and to let the generations know. Praise be to God. You know, after Joshua died, the word of God tells us in Judges that the people, a generation, did not know God. They did not know what he did. They did not know who God was in one generation. Oh, my Lord. Well, we don't want to be that generation, do we? We want to make sure our children know who God is, what he has done, what he has done for us individually, personally, communally, nationally. God is good and worthy to be praised. He has helped us. Hallelujah. Through many dangers, toils, and snares. And we are among those who are going to tell somebody. Amen. We have been called to do that. We have been called by God to tell the good news that he loved the world in sin, while we were sin, while we were yet sinning. God was loving on us. And he sent his only begotten son to redeem us from the laws of sin and death, the power of Satan and the grave. Come on here, somebody. I get excited when I think about what the Lord has done. He hasn't hid it from us. He's revealed it to us. Amen. And so, oh my God, I'm way over time, beloved. I got another song for you. But think about the call and the call to respond, to share the good news, what God has done, what God is doing, what God said he's going to do. Ooh, glory. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and he's greater. Hallelujah. And we are called by him to be greater. Yes.
And not by sight. That's how we know everything will be all right. Trust and obey, because his words won't change. It's turning to greater any day.
Lord, do
sit
down.
Sam, can you help me with that?
So I
Yes, beloved, he is greater. We have not yet seen the greatest. The best is yet to come. Take a look in the book. Amen. Oh, my God. What he says he is preparing. Hallelujah. For all of us who believe in him. A new heaven and earth. An eternal kingdom in Christ. Lord, paradise. Hallelujah. And we ain't got to kill nobody to get to it either. Amen. Oh, blessed be to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we don't even have to wait till we get to heaven. We can have a little taste of it right here, right now, because he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Reach out and grab it. You can have it greater. Oh, my God. Listen, beloved, we want to say congrats to all the elected and reelected public servants, those who are continuing their service and those who will be being sworn in come January. We just say thank you for remembering that you're a public servant, that you are a politician. That means a servant of the people, and that we are a democracy of the people, for the people. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, our prayers are with you and your families. Hallelujah. So many sisters here in Columbia County and all across our nation, really. I'm just, you know, excited about the sisters. One of the pastors said, "You sure love the sisters." Yes, I do. Hallelujah. We go through so much. Amen. So thank you, sisters, for saying yes to the call to serve and to run. And congratulations on your election, and that the voters saw that new mayor elect, I think. I'm not up on the latest. I know that the Mayor Kamal was waiting to see all the ballots come in. So I'm not up on the contest there. But it appears that Mr. Ferris has accepted, has declared his victory, as well as, you know, all of the new government leaders here in the city of Hudson and in Columbia County and in Greene County and across our nation. Snaps and claps our prayers for you. Today, I will be at the First Presbyterian Church at 10 o'clock ministering and sharing the word of God. And if you're in the area, why don't you stop on by? Hallelujah. It'd be good for you to come and say hi. I'd love to see you. Got a word from the Lord, and excited about that. On Tuesday, it is Veterans Day. And no school. And just thank you to all of our veterans, to all of the family members of veterans. Y'all went through it too, right? Y'all went through it with them while they were enlisted and in service. So glad for all who came back whole, and so glad for those who came back injured and, you know, still doing the thing. We praying for those who are yet struggling. We pray for you, amen, to overcome. And we remember your sacrifice and your service. Every time we see a hat, we see a badge, a flyer, a sticker, amen, we want to say thank you. But we do so nationally on Veterans Day. God bless you. I want to say happy birthday to all you November babies. Happy anniversary to all you November lovers. And for those of you who might be sick and shut in today, you might feel lost and lonely or confused or depressed or stressed. You might be grieving or bereaved. Know that we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Overcoming Ministries prays for you. And I pray that no matter how dark your day may be, you remember the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. The light of Christ still shines bright. And you won't quit in the dip. You hang in there. Hallelujah. Because God is not done with you yet. This is Pastor Kim on There's a Bright Side Somewhere, reminding you to walk in the light as he is the light. Live in the bright side. Till the next time, stay blessed, keep your light shining, and show up and choose love. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.